I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, the typhoon that hit western Alaska is shaping the tone of two large statewide gatherings in Anchorage, and community groups and businesses coordinate storm relief efforts. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The remnants of Typhoon Halong over the weekend have left at least one woman dead and more than 1,000 people displaced in western Alaska. The disaster happened right before the start of the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention and the Elders and Youth Conference. The Alaska Desk's Ayolna Nidem reports that the storm is shaping the tone of this year's events. Meanwhile, community groups and businesses across the state are coordinating storm relief efforts for the devastated communities. The Alaska Community Foundation has partnered with local and regional organizations to create the Western Alaska Disaster Relief Fund. The foundation's Ashley Ellingson says they're distributing the funds to communities hit hardest. The fund is a partnership with the Alaska Federation of Natives, the Association of Village Council Presidents, the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, and a number of other groups serving Alaskans in the region. As of Tuesday afternoon, the fund had raised more than $300,000 from donors. Jenny Ragland, chair of Alaska Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster, says cash donations are a better option than goods, since storing and transporting items can present challenges of their own. More information about the effort is online at alaskacf.org. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.